Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here for The Big Breakfast. On today's catch-up,
we find Perth's smartest pet.
Eddie Maguire joins our Stay the At Home If You're Sick movement.
We ask when you got hurt in the boudoir.
And you won't believe how a criminal got caught in the States.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5. Clean Heat, proudly bringing you The Big Breakfast on the go and helping WA life flow.
Anyone seen Eddie Maguire? Is he here?
No, he's not.
Where's Ed?
He's not here yet.
Eddie everywhere.
I really wanted to ask him, you know, because, you know, we were talking yesterday about our new campaign, Just
yep.
Stay the Home If You're Sick, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And because Eddie's like, you know, he's run Channel 9 at one point.
He's got his own business outside of his media commitments in Collingwood.
So he's a boss.
Yeah.
And I know we've been getting some comments on the Facebook page going, yeah, I'd love to take the day off, but my boss doesn't let me feel like I can.
Yeah, it was really sad. Like, we put a post up yesterday and, I mean, 2,000 people responded going, yeah, you all need to stay home if you're sick.
Yes.
Right? Everyone thinks it's horrible. Lots of comments from people who go, unfortunately, I can't.
Yeah.
Can't afford it. I don't get paid if I'm not there.
Oh, absolutely. And people rely on that money and they just can't do it.
So many people who said, it's my boss's fault. My boss makes me feel like I can't do it. So I think we're going to have to take this campaign a bit bigger.
So some
and we're going to have to hit the bosses up. Because
some employees keep that pressure on. That's horrible.
Yeah, lots of our listeners said they made me feel like if I'm sick, I have to be dying if I don't come in.
Well, I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe Gina Reinhart's a huge Mix listener.
Oh, okay.
She loves the pressure test. She loves Kimber Has a Crack.
Yeah, right.
So Gina, get
she
on
wants
the
to
phone
know about my $10 product.
And we'd love to get you in. And you know, we need the big bosses to start saying, yeah, we want to support our employees.
Absolutely.
That is a good idea. And the comments went nuts, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. There's just so many comments of people understanding this situation.
Yeah,
so,
celebrating 20 years this year. Millionaire hot seat, the one and only Eddie Maguire.
Oh, it's great
to be here. G'day, mate.
I've run up the stairs. Well, I'm doing my aerobics here with you. It's fantastic, guys.
That's live radio for you, isn't it?
That's it.
Damn sight fitter than the rest of us when we come up those stairs.
Well, I know the way I'm blowing after about 20 hours.
You're doing better than Clive Palmer. We had Clive Palmer come up those stairs.
Thank you very much for the compliment there.
And he only did one set. He was well and truly struggling.
He was.
Yeah, it would have been good content. Hey, Eddie, 20 years on the screen with this show, Hot Seat. How good's that?
It's been great. And, you know, we're over here because we're pumping up. I want Perth people to come on.
Yeah.
And we're going to do auditions and we'll go through all that in a few moments' time. But of the available, I think it's about 524,000 that people from Perth have sat on the question.
Yeah.
They won 424,000, so the strike rate for Perth people is fantastic.
Pretty good.
That's more than we're getting on the GST. That's fantastic.
A better percentage.
Yeah.
Is this like an audition process? Do you have to actually answer a few questions? You can't just fill the screen with numpties who don't know.
No, but at the same time, it's not exactly, you don't have to be, you know, go through Mensa or anything else.
Okay.
We just want people to come along and have some fun.
Oh, we're in.
Saturday, July 13, Perth Convention Exhibition Centre. And if you go to www.ninenow.com.au/millionairehotseat, go to the extra section, come on, because on your worst day, we fly you and a friend over to Melbourne for the day, you know, stay overnight, go out, have some fun, do whatever you want to do, go to the footy, and then come in, and you never know, you could guess yourself to a lot of money.
Mm.
What are you like under pressure, under a bit of some of these questions?
Oh, God, no idea. I was on Silver Century once.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, were you really?
Yeah.
The celeb one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won it.
Win some money for a charity?
Yeah, we did.
Good on you.
Won a car, won an Audi for somebody.
Hey, did you?
Yeah, Trevor Marmalade and I.
It
was the first year of the footy show.
He's a smart man, isn't he?
Yeah, we were 1,000 to 1, and we fixed up the team from money, who thought they thought the brains of the
outfit. Clean
them up, you know. We're hitting it with our elbow in the end. We're just getting very cocky.
Could we put you through your paces now?
Here we go.
We play a game on our show every day called the Pressure Test.
Right, okay.
It'll just be one question, Ed.
Yeah, we give you a time and a category, and you just have to answer it in time before the buzzer, right?
Right, okay.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to put 10 seconds on the clock.
Okay, locked.
You need to name, from last year's AFL Grand Final, name five goal kickers from the winning team. Go.
Okay. Kennedy. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Kennedy.
Yeah.
That mongrel Sheed.
The heartbreaker.
That was $20.
Yeah.
As soon as I said winning team, your shoulders slumped.
What about Rioli's one? Off the back of his leg.
That was in the first quarter,
It should have been rushed through. Anything else? What do you reckon? I don't relive this every day of my life.
Make
me feel better.
My Dockers never beat you guys at the MCG, so we're making this presentation. The world leaders swap things. So here's your Dockers polo shirt.
Good idea. anyway, that's great. That's all right.
The gift that keeps on giving.
There it is. And watch it disappear somewhere right now.
He's using it to scrub the bath.
Would you wash the car with it? Yeah?
They were good the other day, the Dockers. They played well. I mean, Michael Walters is just a sensational player. Yeah. And, you know, the Eagles, are, you know, they had a few players out last week, but they're going to be there. So, no, I just think the footy at the moment is really in a great space. The two West Australian sides are playing great footy. You know, the game against Ross, you know, Ross and I are old mates. And I just knew it was. In fact, I was interviewed on a Perth radio station before the game. And
right.
I said, oh, I'm really dodgy going into this. I think West Coast, I've called Fremantle a few times this year. I reckon they're a pretty good side when they get their players back. So yep. I think both of the teams, if they get there, are going to be, I think the eight this year, anyone could win it from anywhere.
True.
Ed, we haven't got long. We've got to go to news, but we're trying to encourage bosses to encourage their staff to stay home.
Oh, this is,
I
am red hot on this. Yep. Stay home. Yep. Don't bring it in with you. Don't be a martyr, because you know what a martyr is? It's a dead person you have to replace. It's more work for people. Like,
true.
It's no good. Don't do it. Stay the football home. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, that'll do. That'll
Thank
do.
You very much. And just stay home. Don't come in, because all it does is it spreads misery for people. Yeah. And you know, and there's a lot of people these days, of course, who go home, they've got kids, you know, and particularly if you've got people who get kids with childcare, they go and spread around. Just relax, stay home, get yourself right and come back. There's quite a virulent strain of flu going around Australia.
Yeah, it's shocking.
Yeah.
Well.
So do yourself a favour, just relax. I think that's one of the things we need to do, says me, who never relaxes.
Never stops.
No, but it's, need good to calm coming down. From the bosses. That's what we've got to
calm
come
down.
From the top down.
Well, at my place, we have a rule, a hard and fast rule.
Yep.
You don't come in. If you come in with a, you know, coughing and spluttering, out the door you go.
Yeah, you know, with the loogie.
And if you do it two or three times, you don't come back at all.
And don't do it at the bloody footy club either. You know,
well,
the players
that's,
get
that's
sick.
That's the thing. You don't do it. Just stay away.
Yeah.
Relax.
Good,
yeah,
stuff. Good stuff.
Hey, yeah. Good to see you, mate.
Good on you, guys. Great to be with you.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Hey, look, we know that, well, we're told anyway that from experts, there's a lot of experts these days around relationships, that one of the ways to keep a relationship strong is to keep things interesting, imaginative and spicy in the bedroom.
You been watching Maths too much?
I have, yeah. The Experiment. And so, you know, that's all good and well, but of course, particularly as a middle-aged man, you know, you can get injured.
Oh yeah.
When you're trying to do too much and behave like a 21-year-old again.
Mm-hmm.
And it can end very badly, as it has done for two of our native fauna. Because two Randy Kookaburras are believed to have caused widespread power outage in around Kareen when they tried to get it on electrical wires.
Kookaburra sits on electric wire, jumping up and down with his pants on fire. Ouch! Kookaburra, ouch! Kookaburra, hot your tail must be.
So, unfortunately, the two Kookaburras are no longer with us.
Oh, really?
And this is one of those stories where the eyewitness accounts are far better than anything I can come up with. A bloke who was walking his dog said he saw two big blue flashes accompanied by loud bangs.
Oh,
and it was obviously loud bangs.
Did anyone comment on the beautiful flirting and mating that they saw beforehand? That, you know, like two beautiful birds lovemaking?
No, but there is a website for that if you want to go.
Yeah, if you've got a fetish. Yeah. It's clean open space, mate. There's lots of birds there.
So 1,000 customers were out of power. And Paul Entwistle, who has come up with the best line, he's a Western Power spokesman.
Yeah.
He said, look, it seems to be a case where a couple of lovebirds who have made the wrong connection.
Oh!
Well, Paul's a media guy, so he knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing, yeah. So unfortunately, the two birds, kookaburras, haven't made it.
They've perished.
The thing
but
is, you just get caught up in it.
You've got to be careful.
You get caught up in it and you don't really know where you're going wrong.
Have you ever injured yourself?
Oh, I've had a bit of a nasty head injury.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't from a kookaburra, though.
Well, no, just sort of lost my placement on the bed.
Yep.
You know, like not sure which direction you're facing and then whacked the back of my head into the corner of the bedside table.
See, I think that's why a bit of light's important.
Yes.
You know, I'm a visual guy, but if you want a little bit of light in the room, because if it's dark, it's easier. And I got a whack in the head about 3 months ago and it was like, I feel no pain, don't stop.
Don't stop. But that in and of itself can be a trouble. You remember I told the story of setting the pillow on fire?
Oh, that's right.
Because I tried to have a bit of candlelight.
I was going to say you were so hot.
So look, you know, it is a dangerous place, the bedroom. You can get caught up in your duvet and all sorts of things can happen. And we'd love to know, when did you get hurt in the boudoir?
Oh, please say someone's had to go to an emergency room. I hope nothing terrible happened.
Yeah, not too bad.
But like enough to make the story funny.
Yeah.
Everything Perth. for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Oh, guys, with so much of our native fauna and flora in trouble and endangered, yesterday we lost two beautiful kookaburras.
Oh, no.
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree.
Well, not anymore.
No, two kookaburras tried to get it on top of a bit of Western Power infrastructure, and they've met their demise after a loud bang.
I like to think that they died doing what they love.
Well, what a way to go.
They did, yeah.
You know, there's worse ways to go. Rebecca is in Mandurah. Rebecca, have you hurt yourself in the boudoir?
Oh, hi, crew. No, not me. My best friend, Pam. She's probably going to kill me for this.
I was going to say, it always happens to a friend, doesn't it?
If that's a real name, you're dead meat.
What happened?
Her husband, Paul, decided to spice up their bedroom by flying through the bedroom in a Superman costume.
Hey.
Oh, yes.
Swinging off the ceiling fan, only for the whole thing to come down and hit Pam in the head.
Ceiling fan, Pam.
Yeah, so she proudly comes to work now with a 3-stitches scar on her forehead, which she proudly says Superman gave to her.
Oh, you see, it turned out all right.
That was his kryptonite, wasn't it?
And what was he thinking? I mean, I'm not a large man, but even I know the ceiling fan ain't going to hold my weight.
Yeah, but when you're caught in the moment,
yes.
This is the problem.
Yeah.
133353, we're taking calls on
good
whether
call, you... Good call, Beck. Thank you.
And then their real names, Pam and Paul. Well done, Beck. Your history. Former friends.
John's in Queens Rock. John, when did you hurt yourself in the boudoir?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my wife.
Of course.
We were a little amorous and we're trying things differently in the lounge room. Anyway, we're on a rug and the rug slipped and my wife's head ended up going into the china cabinet.
Oh, John.
Dear.
Anyway, it wasn't my head, so that was all right.
You're great, yeah.
Off to the hospital we went and had to get a couple of stitches in her head.
Oh.
So we stopped practicing that style from then on.
Yes.
So John's wife and Pam have both got scars to prove that their love lives are interesting and spicy.
Two people injured.
John, I've always been really curious. Do you tell the staff at the emergency section what happened?
Well, we had to.
Yes.
Yeah.
We couldn't say she slipped over and put her own head in there, could we?
No.
Not when we've got jammers on.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there ain't nothing they haven't heard before, John.
Oh,
and the other bummer, John, is the union wasn't complete. But anyway, we'll move on.
Thanks, John.
Like a bull in a china shop.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, Amanda in Alchemos. Tell us about your bedroom injury.
John's wife a bull.
Okay, I'm trying to keep this G-rated.
Yeah, yeah.
We had seen in a magazine, my ex-husband and I, a picture of a person with melted chocolate on them, and it looked very pretty, this and beautiful, this photo.
Oh,
we thought we'd try.
Yeah.
And melted the chocolate in the microwave and put it on, and I ended up in hospital with burns.
Oh,
Amanda! Oh, wow. That really killed the mood then, didn't it?
Yeah.
A little bit
quite
too hot.
Quite a few years ago now, but... And we're not married anymore, but...
Oh,
Third degree. Amanda, I think, I mean, you know, I'd get caught up in it too, but I think you meant to drizzle it on, not just pour the tub,
I know that now.
Yeah, let it cool slightly, yeah, like a MasterChef dessert.
And my friends, you know, knew about it, now everyone knows about it.
Yeah.
My friends have never let me live it down.
No.
Oh, good on you, Amanda, for trying to spice things up a bit.
Yeah.
We've all got scars from relationships, Amanda. Yours are just a bit normal.
Slightly a bit
different.
Good on you, Amanda. Thanks to everyone for being so honest. I believe the Easter Bunny had a similar thing happen to him.
Oh, yeah. Very dangerous.
I can't believe Rebecca gave all those names out. It's hilarious.
Pam and Paul.
Super Paul.
Told it all to Pam and Paul.
So funny.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth. For Brekkie.
I've seen this clip that's been going viral for a few days now, and it's still being shared because people are still amazed by it. Mm. And I thought, I think we need to cover something off.
Oh, can I just tell you, I tried to explain to my mum what going viral meant
yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Did she put a hand over her mouth or what?
She did. She thought it must be a really bad thing. Anyway, carry on.
It is, actually, Judy. You're right. It is.
Viral.
But look, this dog's been going viral from the US for playing Jenga.
Yeah.
Because
the
dog knows how to remove Jenga blocks.
Got it.
There's a celebration.
Oh, okay. People are marvelling at how smart this dog is for playing Jenga because it took three blocks out just using her mouth.
Without knocking the tower
yeah,
over.
Yeah, the dog's name's okay. Secret and yep. managed to keep the tower in place. My problem is that these are the actual rules of Jenga.
Okay.
Jenga, Jenga, Jenga. You take a block from the bottom and you put it on top. You take a block from the middle and you put it on top. That's how you build the tower. You just don't stop.
So, look, is the dog playing Jenga?
No.
The dog's not putting them back on top.
The dog is technically just stealing.
Well, the dog's taking the blocks out to see if they're tasty. Yeah.
Well, I get that the dog is smart, but I mean, I've had a sick dog at home alone once.
Right.
And he needed to wee and he couldn't get out.
Yep.
And so he jumped into the bath and he weed down the drain of the bath.
Oh. I mean, not, that is brilliant on so many levels. Not only is he smart to do that, but also he stayed home while he was sick.
Yeah, exactly, right? I'm saying that's genius level dog.
And you weren't in the bath at the time. That's
no,
good.
I came home, found a little bit of...
What is this, a German dog?
little bits of pee around the drain and thought, good boy,
that's
Nero.
That's a very, very
boy, Nero.
Have you guys... Has Florence done anything smart, Maddie?
I do not own... the world's smartest dog.
So man's best friend, but not man's smartest friend?
Florence is the most beautiful thing in the world to me, but she ain't the sharpest, you know. A bit like you, Kimber. No, I don't mean that.
Bless. It's true love.
Dumb as a post.
Yeah. No, nice. No, I'm not putting her up for that.
No, yeah. No, she's not got the smarts.
Yeah. No.
Well, I put it out there to the people of Perth. If your dog is smarter than the Jenga dog, give us a call.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
It's a dog pulling Jenga blocks out of a Jenga tower with its teeth.
Yep. Yeah.
Pretty smart.
Yeah-ish.
But we think that they're smarter.
Big deal. Try and poo in every available space in a backyard.
That's pretty smart.
That's what your dog's doing.
Florence is doing that very well.
Good on you, Florence.
Joanne's in Stirling. Joanne, have you got Perth's smartest pet?
Good morning, everybody. Or maybe. My parents had a dog called Guinness, and Guinness was a dachshund.
Yep.
And one day we went out and Mum had cooked some scones and she'd put them in a Tupperware container on the dining room table.
Yep.
And Guinness decided to jump on the dining room table, being a dachshund, open the Tupperware container, eat the scones, and then put the lid back on for everybody.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
Like pretty much on and sealed, do you think, Joanne? Was it that smart?
Oh, always smart. He went next door once and ate someone else's Easter egg as well and proceeded to leave all the wrapper on the ground as well. So very clever dog at eating other people's food.
Joanne, if he'd buttered it and jammed it, I'd definitely give you the prize. I mean, that's pretty damn good.
Not bad, is it?
That's really impressive.
Very
thanks,
impressive.
Joanne.
Let's be honest, a lot of smart animals when it comes to food.
Absolutely. Let's go to Hamilton Hill. Carla, have you got the smartest pet in Perth?
Yeah, my dog used to jump on my brother's skateboard and go for a ride into the cabbage patch.
Oh, really?
What size dog are we talking here, Carla?
He was only a pup. He was only about 2 years old. And, he used to just, he'd see my brother's skateboard and took the chance and get onto the skateboard and go for a ride into the veggie patch knowing that he's not allowed in it.
Oh, so he'd use that like as a landing pad.
Yep.
Oh, nice. That's like the Tony Hawk of dogs. That's incredible.
Thanks, Carla.
Okay, our search for Perth's smartest pet continues.
Oh, Vicky's in Merriwa. Vicky, it's your cat.
Hi, guys. Yes, my cat. I think I know dogs are smart, and I have two, but I think my cat sort of takes the cake, really. She does her business in the toilet and flushes.
Wow.
How
That's long incredible. Did it take you to train her to do that?
It took me 3 months, and we started when she was little. We just kept moving the litter tray closer and closer to the toilet. We got a cat training tray, and we designed a mechanism for her to put her paws on with catnip on it to press down so that she can flush the toilet once she's finished.
That is incredible.
Brilliant.
Were there any food rewards in that, Vicky, or was that done just purely through almost like parrot learning? Was it just continually doing
She always came into the toilet whenever we were in there, so I just decided one day to give it a go.
Yeah.
She pretty much took to it like a duck to water.
Hey, like a cat to do it.
We can't even get Captain Paul to flush.
No.
Vicky, we have to reward those kind of smarts. We're giving you the family pass to go and see The Secret Life of Pets 2 plus the merchandise pack.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
that's
you
awesome.
Take the cat and use the toilet.
Yeah.
It's a great little film too.
Yeah.
Awesome. I saw the first one, loved it. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the second one, actually. Oh,
brilliant. Well, it sounds great. We had a catch up with the stars, including Kevin Hart this week. So.
I heard that. Yeah, it was brilliant.
Yeah, enjoy, Vicky.
Thank you.
Oh, nice work, everyone. Yeah,
and honourable mention to the other two calls too.
Yeah, yeah. Does that make Florence seem even more stupid now that a cat can...
Yeah, but she's cute, doesn't matter. She's going to be an Instagram influencer.
Hey, Florence, what do you think?
Huh? What? Whatever.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth.
We do it with our friends from Clean Heat, the WA gas company, helping life flow. Good on you, Clean Heat.
Yeah, good on you, Clean Heat. And with them, you can enjoy ongoing value, rewards and exclusive customer benefits.
Oh, well then join today and watch your savings grow. Visit cleanheat.com.au.
Mix 94.5. Call them on 13 21 80 to switch today.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jim King missed.
Now, my friends, we've all heard of people breaking out of jail. It seems impossible. How do you break out of prison? But people do manage to do it.
They do.
Unless you're Andy Dufresne.
Who's that?
Oh, Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, there you go. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
But this is all about someone who broke into prison.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yes. This chap's been chased by the police in a stolen dump truck, tipper truck. I don't know how you evade police in a truck like that.
30k an hour, but yeah, with real attitude.
Yeah, with it spinning the whole time.
Get the mix right.
In the beautiful part of New South Wales, Hunter Valley near Gloucester, which is absolutely
very sweet part
gorgeous
of the world.
Part of the world. Anyway, so he's then got out of the truck and stolen another car at a service station, and so they're chasing him in this next car.
Yeah.
Smashes into a fence near Muswellbrook, and they chase him on foot across paddocks, and finally the bloke jumps into this other paddock. Turns out it's a prison farm.
He's broken into jail.
And they've arrested him there.
Oh, well, just left him there.
He did it for them. Surely that gets your time off.
Well, you'd think it would save a bit of money on the judicial system.
And
why would we bother going to court? Yeah, just stay here, mate.
Give him 3 months. I God forbid I ever end up in jail.
You'd last 4 seconds.
4 seconds, you know. But I do. I've driven past the prison farm there out near Serpentine,
It is
wonderful that they have that sort of option for obviously lower serious crimes.
They're
breeding cattle out there, and but anyway, this bloke's in. Yeah. He's been refused bail, but maybe he'll end up back there.
Oh, we all got a little bit of an education about Serpentine, too.
And I can feel a radio stunt coming in. Let's put Matt in jail.
Oh, God,
see how
no,
he goes.
Please no.
No.
That
no.
was not, I wasn't it's, fishing.
Yeah. He'd even struggle to do, like, a bit of time in the Fremantle prison.
Mate, we'll
and then he's got no one in
tour.
There.
Oh, yeah. Mate, we'll visit you. Just won't be conjugal.
No. Oh, God.
Neither of you have earned that.
Your Honour.
Have mercy.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth. For brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
One of the most difficult things about Disney's Frozen was parents having to listen to Let It Go.
Oh, yes.
For a really long time. I'm not even going to play it for you because I'm going to save you the trouble.
Well, the kids wouldn't let it go.
No, exactly. But the first full trailer for Frozen 2 has been released. And I don't think we're going to have to worry anything about those Let It Go tunes anymore.
Really?
Disney have upped the ante. This is more like a Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings type drama, right? It's pretty serious. The trailer starts with Elsa running into a dark and stormy sea and having the ocean swallow her whole.
Oh,
right. I think this film could be a fair bit darker than the first, and people are being freaked out by the trailer alone.
Elsa, the past is not what it seems. You must find the truth. Across the enchanted lands and into the unknown.
I won't let anything happen to her.
It's
So gone a bit Coraline, hasn't it?
Yeah, you could do that, or you could just stay at home and play PlayStation 4. I mean, it's up to you, Elsa. The choice is yours.
I mean, you can't expect to see it until December anyway when it comes out. But this is the first time they've released the full trailer.
Right.
So I'm sure you'll be able to check that out at mix.com.au if you want to see the full thing. Darkness. Now, this is an interesting one for me. Computer hackers have discovered 18 hours of unreleased music from the band Radiohead. But I'm a creep. They foraged through, and this is around music from around the time that the band created OK Computer,
which was
sensational.
Yep.
And so naturally, hackers have said, well, we found 18 hours of unreleased audio and we are demanding a ransom of $150,000 or we're going to release everything that you made.
God, ask for more than that.
Well, like, you know.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Tom.
They're loaded.
He's got a fortune.
The band just outed the hackers and went, all right, well, the hackers have asked for this. So instead of complaining much or ignoring it, we're just going to release all 18 hours to get ahead of the hackers.
Sure, good stuff.
So what they've decided to do is the music's going to be available for 18 days for about $32, and proceeds go to the organisation Extinction Rebellion, which is a climate action activist group.
Love it.
That minimise the risk of human extinction and ecological collapse. Right. So they're going, hey, buy the music if you like. But what I love is how honest they've been about it. They just said, this has never been intended for public consumption. It's very, very long. Okay. It's not a phone download. It's pretty rainy out, though, isn't it? So they're kind of like, basically, if you've got nothing to do and you would rather listen to this stuff, they were 18 unnamed tracks and they're all about an hour long each.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, great.
Right.
Radiohead always overdo it.
It's like movie theme work.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's
so
great.
So you can look for that if you like for Radiohead's latest unreleased 18 hours.
They've given the bad guys the bird. I love
they
that.
They have, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. And guys, people rallied inappropriately for Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper to get together after their Oscars performance. But they were happily in love with other people. So they were saying, we're in a relationship, stop this.
Yeah.
But all that has changed. Mm. They're free agents, so now they can be with whoever they like. But the rumours are now pointing to Cooper and Gaga's exes, because following their recent breakup, Cooper's ex, Irina Shayk, posted a sexy swimsuit pic of herself.
Yeah. Okay. This is the Russian supermodel, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Gaga's recent ex-fiancé, Christian Carino, has liked the pic on Instagram.
Oh.
And that's all it takes to start a rumour these days, so be very careful what you like.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all they've done.
Anything, so that's
so you're safe?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And that's your daily juice.
Well done.
Clean Heat, hope you enjoyed the show. Now let life flow. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.